And welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we're discussing the events which led up to the start of the Cold War. The Cold War was one of the most defining events of the 20th century. For half a century after World War II ended, the world was divided along ideological lines between so-called East and West. At times, this came close to even falling into a nuclear war. The East in the Cold War was led by the Soviet Union, and the West was led by the USA. This divide was in part based on ideology. The USA believed in capitalism, and the USSR, or Soviet Union, believed in communism. The Cold War was an especially dangerous time due to the various weapons held by both sides, in particular the nuclear weapons that each had that could quite easily have destroyed the world many times over. The specific start date for the Cold War is debated amongst historians. Some suggest that it can be tied to the end of World War II in 1945. However, others point to tensions which existed between the Soviet Union and Americans before World War II, even putting it as far back as 1917. However, during World War II at least, the Cold War was not a major issue. Instead, World War II in fact brought the United States and Soviet Union together to fight one single enemy, Nazi Germany. One of Hitler's goals had been the destruction of communism, meaning the Soviet Union. Germany's leader, in fact, had hoped to persuade Britain and America to start a war against the Soviets, but instead the opposite happened. In the early years of the Cold War, the Soviet Union had the same leader, Joseph Stalin. However, the UK and USA changed their leaders based on deaths and elections. In 1945, both America and Great Britain had different presidents and prime ministers. The British Prime Minister for most of World War II was Winston Churchill. He was replaced following an election in July 1945 by Clement Attlee. America had a change as well, but for different reasons. The President, Franklin Roosevelt, died in 1945 and was replaced by his Vice President, Harry Truman. There are different issues that led to the emergence of the Cold War. This includes arguments and tensions within the wartime alliance, the arms race, the impact of ideological differences, disagreements over Germany, and crisis over Korea. In this podcast, we will consider each of them and think about the impact they had. We will begin by discussing tensions in the wartime alliance. When World War II began in 1939, neither the USA or Soviet Union were involved. Both joined in 1941. The Soviets, after Germany had invaded in June in an event known as Operation Barbarossa, and the Americans after being attacked by Japan at Pearl Harbor in December. Throughout their time in the war, America and the Soviets were officially allies, which means they fought on the same side. However, this hid various disagreements that they had during the conflict. One major argument between the sides was about the timing of an invasion of Western Europe to open a second front. During World War II, most fighting was done on the Eastern Front between the Soviet Union and German forces. The Eastern Front saw some of the bloodiest battles of the war, especially famous conflicts such as the Battle of Stalingrad, and it is believed that up to 30 million Soviets have died during the fighting. The Soviets repeatedly demanded that America and Great Britain launch an invasion of France and Belgium to divide German forces. They believed that this would relieve the pressure on the USSR. However, this invasion did not take place until D-Day in June 1944. The failure of America and Britain to launch an attack led to anger from Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. He believed that America wanted Germany and the Soviet Union to destroy one another, and these tensions led to the Cold War. However, it's worth noting that Britain and America did not at any point attack the USSR, and in fact they did eventually launch an attack on the Western Front at D-Day. This undermines the idea that arguments over the Western Front directly caused the Cold War. In August 1944, the Soviets had moved through much of Poland, but as their army approached Warsaw, an uprising started in the cities against the Nazis. However, the Soviet army in fact stopped and did not give any support to this Polish resistance. America and the UK believed that the Soviets did not intervene because they wanted to remove any resistance that might oppose communism. This suggested that the Soviets planned to take violent control of Poland after the war, and this created tensions. However, Stalin claimed that his reason for stopping was simply that his army were not ready to fight and needed to rest and get more supplies. Also, in spite of this argument, America, the UK and Soviets kept fighting on the same side, and this undermines ideas that these events directly caused the Cold War. By late 1944, it seemed obvious that Germany was going to lose this war. The so-called Big Three of America, the USSR and UK were already planning for what would happen after the war ended, and this was another cause of arguments. The first major meeting between the three countries took place in Tehran in Iran in 1943, and there was later further meetings between the country's leaders in 1945. This was at Yalta in Ukraine and Potsdam in Germany. These meetings, especially Yalta and Potsdam, showed a huge divide between the three allies. In particular, they couldn't reach agreements about what would be done with Poland and Germany. The Soviet Union wanted control of Poland. In both World Wars I and II, Russia had been invaded by Germany. Therefore, they wanted to use Poland as a buffer zone to stop this happening again. However, America and Britain wanted Poland to be a free country, with elections to choose its own government. In fact, Britain had gone to war in 1939 to defend Poland after Germany had invaded them. It's also worth noting that the Soviets in fact had an agreement with Nazi Germany and also later invaded Poland too. Disagreements about post-war Europe may have caused the Cold War because they exposed the different beliefs of America and the Soviet Union. The Soviets were also angry that their wartime sacrifices were not being respected if they did not get this buffer zone. However, it's worth noting that both sides did in fact eventually reach agreements at the Potsdam meeting. This shows that they did not allow their differences to stop them working together, and again suggests this is perhaps not the reason for the Cold War beginning. Another factor which played a role in the Cold War starting is the arms race. In simple terms, this is about the process of both sides trying to build bigger and better weapons. During World War II, all major countries were involved in trying to develop atomic weapons. The Americans set up a secret organization called the Manhattan Project to try to successfully create a working atomic bomb. In July 1945, America was finally successful in doing this. The Trinity test took place in a desert in New Mexico. This was an successful explosion with a power of 22 kilotons of TNT and was the first successful working atomic explosion in the world. The USA then chose to use their new weapon on Japan. On the 6th of August 1945, an atomic bomb nicknamed Little Boy was dropped on Hiroshima. 3 days later, Fat Man was dropped on Nagasaki. The results of these new weapons were devastating. Up to 250,000 people died from the blasts, and possibly more in future years. And as a result of this, Japan surrendered on the 14th of August 1945, thus ending World War II. Although the USA and USSR were allies, the Americans didn't tell the Soviets about the plans to use the weapon, although it is worth noting that Stalin already knew about this due to Soviet spies. America also refused to share their new technology with their wartime allies. America's decision to use the weapon without telling the Soviets, and also their failure to share the technology, proved to the Soviets that America couldn't be trusted. The USSR was even worried that America possibly planned to attack them with the bombs in future. However, the reality is that there was no real chance of the Americans attacking the USSR. World War II had caused devastation all around the world, and neither the USA nor USSR wanted a repeat of this, so there was no immediate threat of war. In April 1949, a military alliance called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, was set up. At this point, 12 countries, including America, Britain, Italy and France, committed to protect each other if any one of them was attacked. The Soviets at this point still wanted atomic weapons, and in August 1949 they finally developed their own working atomic bomb. Some of this had been achieved due to spies in America who passed nuclear secrets to the Soviets. Now that both sides had atomic weapons, there was huge tension. In Western Europe, American supporting countries worried that they could be attacked by the Soviets, and they wanted the protection of NATO to stop this. The Soviet Union later established their own military alliance, known as the Warsaw Pact. This was set up in